Football season is upon us. I would be remiss not to mention that. Because with the beginning of every season, there is that sense of hope, isn't there? Well, maybe your team, whether it be college or professional, maybe it won't lead to a championship, but there is hope. There's hope perhaps of improvement over last season's efforts, last season's records. Or maybe there's hope of the development of a certain player that would perform a way in which would provide a future that you can anticipate and look forward to. We generally are people of hope. We hope for good things. We don't necessarily think of things that are lavish, but we look for success. In some sense of prosperity. Those are the things that we hope for. We hope for healing, for being well. The definition of hope is to look forward with anticipation, to have confidence in what lies ahead, to have a sense of expectation. We choose to hope. Is the outlook that we so often carry with us, that we would be a people of hope. Peter is also one who is a person of hope. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks, and Peter says, you are the Messiah. These are words of hope. But to truly understand what is being said here is to define the understanding of Messiah. What did that mean for Peter? What did that mean for the people of his day? You are the Messiah. The people of Israel viewed themselves as God's chosen. They looked back at a covenant history that had spanned some 2,000 years to Abraham. During these past centuries, this small land at the crossroads, at the crossroads between Rome and Egypt and Mesopotamia, this small land that people journeyed, this small land through which armies marched, had endured hundreds of years of foreign rule. There were the Assyrians, the Babylonians, then the Persians, then the Greeks, then the Romans. One after another. And yet they were a people of hope. A people of expectation who looked back upon their covenant history and made it possible for them to look forward. They looked forward to a sense of greatness that would not be achieved by natural means, but that their God would raise up a Messiah, would anoint one of David's lineage to make their nation great once again. A divine power would accomplish what human power was hopeless to do. That was their hope. They understood that in the coming days then, that it would be filled with tribulation. The Messiah would lead them against nations that would rally against them. There would be a destruction of hostile powers. It would be a time of violence, a time of great nationalism, a time of vengefulness that would result in the banishing of enemies. That was the day when God would intervene. Those would be the birth pangs to a new age. And then the people of Israel would once again live in peace and in goodness. And so with that understanding of the Messiah, enter Jesus. You are the Messiah, Peter said. No wonder Jesus would say to them, do not tell anybody Because the hope and the expectation of the people would clash with the reality of who Jesus was to be. The prophet Jeremiah shared these words in which God expressed, "The days are surely coming when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." Those were the days that were hoped for. But here is a brief summary of Jesus' understanding of His role as Messiah. He would suffer. He would be rejected by all the leadership. And He would be killed. That was His understanding of Messiah. But with that, He attached hope and that He would rise again. And so, to use our football terminology, Jesus is calling an audible. He's changing the play. He's revising the game plan of what will take place, of how the Messiah would, in a sense, quarterback the team into the future. And He makes clear to the disciples that they are set their mind on divine things, set their mind on God's ways, have their eyes set in the correct direction of which they were to travel, in which they were to place their hope. And so what are the followers of Jesus? The followers of this Messiah, are they to take up a battle cry, take up their national song, take up arms? Jesus says, take up your cross. Take up your cross. Now, what would this mean to His listeners? They wouldn't have any reference as to what that would mean, take up your cross. But with the crucifixion of Jesus to come, the cross became a symbol of discipleship, of being a disciple. It signified a way of life in following Jesus, and was a challenge in which we are to deny ourselves and our own self-interests for the benefit of others. A very wealthy man was riding in the back of his limousine through the countryside. And as he was riding along, he saw along the road there two men eating the grass along the roadside. He asked his driver to stop. Rolls puts his window down. He asked the first man, "What are you doing?" "So I don't have any money to buy food, so we're eating the grass." So he invites the man to come with him to his house where he can be fed. He says, "But I have a wife and two children." He says, "Well, bring them too." And he asks the other man about him. He says, "I too have no money. I'm eating the grass." And so he invites him along as well. And he says, "But I have a wife and seven children. Bring them as well," he tells them. "I'd be really glad to have you come," he tells the men. "You'll love my place. It's a wonderful estate. And you'll find there that the grass is almost a foot high." To challenge ourselves. To challenge ease and comfort, that which is self-seeking. To challenge self-will. To abandon self-interest. To take up the cross and follow Jesus. As individuals, but also as a nation. To remove boundaries and borders. And extend your goodwill to all people. Look beyond oneself and extend peace and goodness to all. Take up your cross. The people of Israel enjoyed a favored status, a being God's chosen, that with that came a purpose. That through the people, they would show a world what it meant to live in relationship with God. To live in relationship with God that would direct them in how they lived. The role of Jesus as Messiah was also to recognize a relationship with God and how God comes to establish relationships with each and every person. To be people of hope. People of expectation. People to look forward to the future. And so we are to follow. That is the path to be traveled and carry with us a sense of hope.